of its shirim and other inyanim.
Okay. So we left off the last thing that we learned about it was this of Kivega. So Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says, as soon as Chayav and Mitzvah Midravon. Okay. And that's why you can't bring a raya from a summa to an isha. Because the fact that he could say Mitzivonu is because he's Chayav Derbonu. Midravon, he could say Mitzivonu. Then Tosfos goes on to say that the reason why the Rabbanu and Mechayav, we're going back a little bit. The reason why the Rabbanu and Mechayav summa in mitzvahs, but they did not see fit to be mechayev in isha in mitzvah man grama, is because if the summa would remain potter, he would look like the Torah says, ain't a b'toris Yisrael klal. He would not look like his b'toris Yisrael. So they wanted he should look like his b'toris Yisrael, so they had to give him mitzvahs. Mashen came to isha. The isha has other mitzvahs that she's chayev in, so they weren't worried about her. That's Tosfos. So he said, according to Rabbi Kivega, we have to understand. If Rabbi Kivega is saying that a sumo is chayiv and loisa says, because Rabbi Kivega's logic is, how in the world could there be machayiv the sumo if the sumo doesn't have the sasa? The two psukim the Gemara and Shabbos bring is loisasa and sha'alavich v'yageifa. Sha'alavich v'yageifa. They don't have, because that's not a loisa set. Mitzvah says for sure put it from. That's not a question. The Echonim's question is the way loisa says. So Kivega says, if he doesn't have the lab of loisa, there's no way to mechayev him in the first place. I still, the Torah Heaven in Megillah says the same thing. Must be has loisa. If he has loisa, if he has loisa, that means he's chayev in loisa says. So Kivega learns from this that he's only part of mitzvah says, but he's chayev in loisa says. So if that's true, so what does the Tosfos mean when it says that if the Rabbanim would not be mechayev in mitzvahs, he wouldn't be b'toris Yisrael. He would be b'toris Yisrael. He has 365 lois asas. So we said a svara, which is the chayra, the svara, that lois asas don't show you b'toris Yisrael. You're not even chazer, maybe it's because you're a vegetarian. Right, you're not doing malach on Shabbos. Maybe it's because you're lazy. I don't know. But if you're putting on tefillin, there's only one reason to put on tefillin, right? Torah Yisrael. So the lois says don't show that. So because they don't show, so that's what he said. So yeah, he's chayv in loisa says. But Abba Pichain, Torah can say that if they would not have been mechayv in the mitzvah say, he would not look like he's with Torah Yisrael. So the truth is, the Rashbin Bava Kama by Rabbi Yehuda, that's the source, Rabbi Yehuda Bava Kama. So the Rashbin Bava Kama says an interesting thing. The Rashbin Bava Kama says like this. He brings that Tosfos learns that assumes chayv midir bon. He brings down that shita. Toys the shita that assumes chayv mitzvahs midir bon. But he asks on the kasha. But dain kochli k'tas. She'ilu suma the Rabbi Yehuda chayv mitzvahs midir bon and niya. My kam Rabbi Yosef the onalom of kidna vavidna. If a sum would be chayv mitzvah derabanan, so in our Gemara in Rabbi Yosef's Havamina, when he thought it's better to be einu mitzvah va'oisa, so he says I would have made a yomtiv from that mitzvah va'oisa. Says, what do you mean? V'lo yakor chay avirum mifkid. You are mitzvah va'oisa midrabanan v'chayv mishum lo yisoso. The Rashba says. So. So because of that, he goes not like Tosfos. He says, assume his putter completely.
Then he talks about Golden Tsubos and Rishonim Tsubos.
Right.
That's not Lavin.
No. Forget Lavin for a second. Before that, I'm just saying. No, he did. The Rashi was just saying. The Rashi was just saying. If he be chayv mid rabban, then he is mitzubavos. Even according to Yehuda.
It's not the same thing. This is what he's saying. He wants to get more. He knows he's getting schar.
Right.
He knows he's getting schar. But a chayv drabban is not the same thing as chayv daraisa.
No. So one second. So you could say.
Which means even though I'm not mitzubavos, so Tosis. So one second.
So Tosis in Rosh Hashanah. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah. The truth is says. I mean, Tosis is the one who says it's chayv midir bon. So Tosis learns the Gemara like you're saying. Tosis says, why was he happy? Because at least midiraisa, I'm not mitzvah. So at least on a deraisa level, I'm getting the extra level of not being mitzvah. So true. But the Rashi put the help of that shver. The Rashi held, if soif calls soif, the sauce is mechayiv you. But the machlokes, you're right. Tosis learns like you. Machlokes, Tosis and the Rashi. The Rashi held in Svara, if soif calls soif, they're better mechayiv you because it's a loy lab of loy sasa that makes you chayv to listen to them. Then that's not called a mitzvah voice. Tosis says no, that's still called on some level a mitzvah voice. It's safe called safe. It's not the rice. And it can happen.
It
can happen. That's machlokes. Yeah, that's machlokes. Rashba and Tosis. That's true. So because of that kasha though, the Rashba wants to learn not like Tosis, and he wants to say the not chayv midir bonin. Aye, the Mishnah Megillah. That he could be Paris al Shema if he was once able to see. That he could be Paris al Shema now. How could he do that if he's not Chayib? So the Rashba says, like we saw in the Tosfos of Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, that what? That even if he's Potter, he can be Maitzi them. Mamash like the Tosfos of Rosh over there. Okay, very good. That's the Rashba. But that's the Mahalich of the Rashba. But besides Dvar, what the Rashba is saying is that he has Maksavsa, even according to Abiyud. So here we have the Rashba saying Mefurish, like Kivega said, and that Avadi is Chayim Mishim Lisosar. So because of that, why am I bringing the Rashba? Because of that, the notes on the Rashba go into what we discussed. Who is the notes on the Rashba? Rav Leo Lichtenstein. He related to your Shiva, maybe. So it's interesting. So he says the Rashba says it's Chayv and Lissasar. He asks, and he brings him Kiveger, and he asks Arkasha, well, if it's Chayv and Lissasar, then why does Tosfos say over there that he'll look like a goy, that he's not Petorius Yisrael, if he has Loisa says? So he says that the Noyde Buddha says that he doesn't have from that raya that he doesn't have loisa says. Says Nechanami. The Noyde Buddha learns that because of that svar of Tosfos, ain't a b'toris Yisrael klal must be doesn't have loisa says. But then he says. Shami also seems to say he doesn't have loisa says, but then he says this far which we said. He says the achrayim that hold that his chayv and loisa says, like we saw, Kivega clearly holds. They'll say that since the loisa says are only shevi alta said, therefore it's not cold. They look like the Torah Yisrael. That's the svar that we knew. Oh, so one second. So.
Can he be chayv the rabbonim?
Yeah, so that's what we have to get to. Oh, so let's get to that. Oh, so one second. That's what I want to talk about. So, this the notes on the Rashba, he has a bunch of kashas in our Svara. Basically, we're saying he has Loisa says, he has Loisasar, that's what makes him Chayv Midrabanan. Tosfos says he doesn't look like he's Tosfos Yisrael at all. That's because Loisa says don't really show anything. They're just Shebe Altase. I'm not doing. It doesn't show anything that I'm doing. So he asks a bunch of kashas. He says, I understand. He says, you can't eat Nevelim. That means you have to Shecht. You can't eat Tevel. You have to take up Chubas and Maestras. So those maybe you can get around and say, well, that's true, but I don't necessarily have to eat vegetables. I don't necessarily have to eat meat. I mean, they're not things which I have to do. or it's something maybe someone else could do, and I'll just hop on the bandwagon. I don't have to like go out of my way to do them. That's also a good point. It's not a chiv on me to do. It's a chiv on the meat should be shechted, or the tevel should be separated. In Ekanami, you're right. You're right. You could get out of those kashas. You could get out of those kashas. But then he asks another kasha. He says, if he's chayv and loisa says, then he should be included in the drasha of kol sheyeshna b'shmira yeshna b'zechira, which means to be chayv in the mitzvah of safe Shabbos as well. He'd be chayv in the mitzvah. He'd be chayv in. No, that's his own kiv of kiddush and kiddush is an action. It could be going to say kiddush with somebody else. There is an action, but kiddush is an action. You guys make kiddush with dibor or yeah. He says, what about achilas matzah? Not achilas matzah. Kosher yeshno bebal toichel chametz yeshno be. It's chayv in achilas matzah if you're chayv in the loy sachzes, because the hekesh between the lava eating chametz and the esef eating matzah. So he says he's saying it's shver to say that the svar of Toys as well is if you only have loisa says, then you're not b'toris Yisrael. Because there's a common example that you really could be. That's what he wants to tie now. Again, I think you're right. I think maybe the kasha from Tevel and the kasha from Shechita maybe you can get out of. But what he's asking from the drushes of Zachar v'Shomer and the drush of Chametz and Matzah, I'm not so sure. Maybe I have to think about it. But he wants the taina. Anyway, he wants the taina. It can't be true. So if it can't be true, so how is he getting around? So now he has a big problem. If our svar is not true, so how could you have it that he doesn't have loy sasas? I mean, he wants to say, in order to call you but Torah is Israel, in order to say on this guy, he does not look like he's B'Torah Yisrael at all, you have to say, even Loisa says he does not have. So you have to say, which of course, I didn't look it up, but he brings it, that's what Nebi Yudah says. Okay? Question is then, so then what's being machayiv him in the Rabbanans then? If Torah says he's chayiv in the Rabbanan, and he's saying he has no Loisa says at all, his Torah for mitzvahs are all the mitzvahs. So what's Mechayiv in the Rabbanan? So he says it's something which...
Yeah. The Rabbanan just basically say, you have to do this. Basically, it's all called an essay of the Rabbanan, but if he doesn't do it, he's not over a lot. He's not over a lot of Los Osir. The Rabbanan is there, because the Rabbanan themselves have the power to Mechayiv you. It's not from the Torah.
They only have this because of Los
Osir.
The Rabbanim themselves have the power to Mechayev you.
Oh, so
how is
oh, so is that
and
true?
No, and there's no lab at all if they don't listen.
So what
no
is that? Oh, so where you get it? So what? That's a big chiddush what you say. Meaning what? If I have, if I'm not mitzvah in the Tariq mitzvahs,
yeah.
Where does it say I have to listen to the Rabbanim?
What authority do I have to listen to?
The Rabbanim themselves made up that.
Right.
But what?
But
I have to listen to them.
No, because you don't have to listen to them. Because there's a thing called the Rabbanan, and you might not be overlapped the Arisa.
True,
them,
true.
But there's still that engine of listening.
So, okay. So
that's, being, is, no, that's being with Taurus and Yid. That's being.
So this
listen, the, that's being the truth. Means you listen to the Rabbanan.
So this is a complicated thing. So the truth is like this. There's a famous machlokes, Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says that every Darabonon is a lavably sosum. Like the Gemara seems to say, Heichan Tzivanu, where are we commanded? The Gemara says, Hilchos Chanukah, where we, how can you say, Tzivanu, Lisosum. The Ramban learns it's not true. The Ramban learns, not even, the Lisosum goes on Torah Shabbat Peh, other things, not in Darabonons. When the Gemara brings Lisosum by Darabonon, I can't have to chazer it over, but as far as I remember, the Ramban calls it an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta. But it's not the real, it's not the real pshat in the pasuk. So Sosar Kvot Ramban means Torah Shabbat Peh or other things that Chazal bring out. But not a mitzvah derabon. Not a din derabon. Not a gzeru derabon. That's not from Lisosar Kvot Ramban. So Rabbi Chanan has a whole punchus over here. He says, if that's true, so he really asks our question. If that's true, then what authority, according to the Ramban, do you have to listen to the Rabban? It's not from Leisosser. So where's it from? Where does it come from? So Bechanan says a word like this. He says, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Shabbos, that he added one day. Remember that Gemara? He added one day before Matan Torah. So the Gemara says there, his schema daita l'daz samakoy. He figured out what Hashem really wanted. He didn't dash in a pasuk. I mean, he was medayik in Hashem's words, but he was, as the Gemara says, he was a schema daita l'daz samakoy. He says the Ramban learned that whatever Moshe darshan over there was an asmachta, but what really Moshe did was figuring out the das of Hashem. His scheme of daitel das amokon. The chenaya gam ratzon Hashem is baruch. Hashem said 2 days, but I know the real ratzon Hashem was for 3 days. Like we see, Hashem was happy with what Moshe Rabbeinu did. But Hashem didn't speak out the third day. He left it up to Moshe Rabbeinu to figure out for himself. She says, "V'imkein yishloima duadim b'chom mitzvahs v'yisurin shel devrayim." He says, "Every derabbanan is like that. His skima daitan l'das hamakon." Or the dogma, for example, k'sha'asu shnias l'arayis. The Torah says there's a rayis one generation. The rabbanan came and said extended a rayis to 2 generations. That's the rabbanan. Hashem meant that too. That's what Hashem wanted. He didn't state it explicitly in the Torah. He left it to the Rabbanim to bring it out.
It's a question of why. Also, you can say why is there a difference in the
why is there a difference
in the status of it? The Rabbanim versus the rest of it's really the same.
That's a big part of B'chanan's discussions. Why is one the chumah, one the kula? But he's saying it is that even without a specific, even without, according to the Ramban, go. This is the part. According to the Ramban, who learns that the Sazer doesn't mean the Rabban, it's only the smakta what the Gemara is saying. The pshat is that the Rabban is schema dait from the Daan Samokoin. So the chiv to the Rabban is because we understand that this is part of what Hashem really wanted to bring out. Just Hashem left certain, just like Hashem wrote certain things in Torah Shabbat Ksav, and left certain things to be brought out in Torah Shabbat Peh. There are also things that Hashem left to be brought out al yidei Tekonim Rabbanan. Then he says, like the Rambam says by Muktzah.
So that's been not connected to Moses.
Yeah, and he brings different rise to this. My high time, for this reason, we have to listen to them. Even if you don't hold that it's coming out from the saucer, even if you're like the Ramban Shita, you have to listen to them. Why do we listen to the Torah anyway? Because that's the Ratzon Hashem. So this is also the Ratzon Hashem. Because we understand that they were masked to what Hashem really wanted. When we come welcome, came to the bar lane, see them before the Torah. But since, this is what Tuvi was asking. But since soif calls soif, it's not explicit in the Torah, therefore it's treated more kal. Therefore we can say, some of the rice l'chumma, some of the l'kula. We can have even klolim because Hashem gave it over one explicit and one not explicit. So I can hear that there's different madrigas. But it's all nichlov and ratzon Hashem. Hashem gave it over in such a way because he wanted us to know, and this is wanting to be machmer and suffik, and in this is wanting to be mekel and suffik. So Hashem left it for the Rabbanan to bring out. But it was part of what the Ratzon Hashem really was. So if you say it like that, it could be ganz kishmak. Even if you hold the sumas chayv and mitzvahs with Rabbanan, you're not mechuyev to say, like Rabbi Kinega necessarily, that it's chayv and loisa says. Maybe it's potter from loisa says. In other words, maybe you could say, ain by Torah Yisrael means he's parted from all the mitzvahs, even Loisa says. But Ava Bichendi, he can be mechuyif to listen to the Rabban. The only thing is, even though he's part from Elias, that says it could be still be chayiv to listen to the Rabbanan.
Right, because even though there's no one else asked.
Yeah, but I know a lot.
Yeah. The only thing is that Toysis himself in Rosh Hashanah says that we save it Tzibon and we shim lo soso. But I don't know, that's what he's bothered by. Toysis in Rosh Hashanah says we say Diabon and we shim lo soso.
So he.
Toysis can hold that's an Asmachta too. No, but I'm saying you have to say Toysis meant that that's an Asmachta, not that that's the real limud. Not real. If you want to say this part. You see, he wanted to say the notes here that they don't have any loisa says, but loisa so they have. That's much harder. That's very hard for me to understand. But Rechon, I can hear more. They don't have any loisa says the sumo. But I'm a bichain. It's a chiklus. And I, Toysa says earlier on that when we save it, Tzibon, it's a loisa. Toysa is saying that because that's what the Gemara in Shabbos says. But just like their mind has no problem calling that an ismachta, so in Toysa also we can call that an ismachta. That wouldn't bother me so much.
Also, no susser is more deep, meaning like maybe there's like a general just that you have to listen to the chachamim, same way you listen to all the missiles. But no susser is even if they're wrong.
That's what Lososer says. Lososer says, the Sefer Chinuch says, even if they're toya in something, still it's kedai to listen to them. Because. The Chinuch says it's better. It's kedai to have them make one mistake but to still be under their. We learned that from the Sosa too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But the question is, in the Chinami, the Kuntzer Band, that's like going on their bottoms. That's going on other things. Maybe different klolim that they learn out, but. Okay, very good. So Sunday we'll have Shir on the.